So again, amongst all of the great sadness that is going on and that surrounds us in this Christmas celebration that will be the hardest in many ways that most of us here will have experienced in our lifetime. In all of this, I still want to say there is a possibility that we can discover afresh this coming week joy, peace, hope, and in all of this, we can be empowered in love. As we come through this most challenging of years and now with a further dip, I pray that you will know afresh joy that lies deep within your being, regardless of circumstance, peace that passes all understanding, hope that will sustain you as an anchor for your soul, love that will strengthen you and direct your life. And all of this discovering afresh true joy, peace, hope, love can be done by discovering afresh he who we celebrate's birth tonight, Jesus the Christ. This evening, our focus, a couple of weeks ago, we looked at love. There is a joy to come on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then peace thereafter. But tonight, our focus is love. With a great acclamation we heard in the reading just now from John's epistle, God is love. The meaning of our existence is love. God is love. And we are moved, aren't we, when we recognize love at work, and we recoil when we see meanness. Two stories from this year of coronavirus that may epitomize these polar opposites, perhaps summing up responses to this crisis of the last year. The first is one I related back in March at the start of the pandemic. You may recall the story. Apparently a 56-year-old man was mugged for his toilet roll in Haringey, North London. The man was exiting his local Sabres shop when an unknown assailant ran up behind him and snatched one of the two packs of toilet paper he was carrying. And as I said earlier this year, as the robber only took one pack, I tended to have more sympathy with him. Perhaps he was a contemporary Robin Hood type, redistributing toilet rolls. But just remember, at the start of the pandemic, the extraordinary hoarding that went on, a manifestation of fear, insecurity, and hence selfishness, absence of love. And then the opposite, how we were moved, surely all of us, when we heard our Prime Minister, recently humbled by his near-death experience of COVID, make the most statesman-like speech he has probably ever made. He expressed for all of us our heartfelt thanks for the selfless dedication of doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers. And he said, our NHS is the beating heart of this country. It is the best of this country. It is unconquerable. It is powered by love. Unconquerable, powered by love. So we surely resonate with love and recoil from selfishness because intrinsically, essentially, we are made for love, to love and be loved. As I often say, we are not random, meaningless accidents, as the atheist would have believed. They've got more faith than I have. Our whole existence is miracle, empowered by love, by God who is love. Scientists tell us that the earth and our life on it cannot have occurred by random chance. There are multiple variables that had to be exactly right for life to appear. We are not inexplicable happenings. We are purposed by God who is love, and our purpose is love. So here again, take into your souls the great acclamation of St. John, God is love. And I pray you can hear John's words in this passage resonate deep within your being. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We see and know God in our love for each other. We recognize his presence when we love, when we see others love. So often, we best know God's love in our love for one another. But of course, in Christian faith, there is more. We know God's love can also be known more directly in relationship with him. St. John also says in that passage, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. The great truth we celebrate again tonight. God, who brought the mighty miracle of existence of this world, and all who live in it out of love enacts the mighty miracle of becoming incarnate in his son Jesus out of love. So we celebrate this Christmas time, and no circumstance can take it away. The truths that the love that is God is embodied in the Christ Jesus. Yes, God is great, the mighty creator. Any creed or faith will tell you that. The astonishing revelation we come to in Christian faith is that God is humble. God is love. Jesus lives in humility from his birth in a stable to his death on a cross. He cares and serves and has respect for all. He teaches us how to live in reverence for others. And the Christ Jesus, confronts sin, death, and the devil, and he wins. Even death cannot defeat God's power of love. There is resurrection. So we can hold on to the verse that we have been repeating in these weeks through Stuart's death. Nothing but nothing can eat, not even death, can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. Jesus' purpose is to bring God's kingdom of love, a kingdom where all are welcome who welcome him, who welcome his way of love. Jesus' invitation is to come and serve with him and learn how to love. He asks us to recognize that this life is given to us to serve in love, to do our very small part in combating the forces of sin, death, and the devil, doing our small part in bringing the fulfillment of his kingdom of love. Love, then, is not something we do, but it is who we are to be. And we surely all know that we have a long way to go in being a person of love. 1 Corinthians 13 is often read. I wonder how many times we stop and take in that this is the person we are meant to be. So is anyone impatient with others? Will you be this week? It's a falling short in love. Is anyone ever unkind? It's a falling short in love. Anyone ever self-seeking? Again, you do not love. Anyone ever jealous, envious of others? You do not love. Anyone ever easily offended? Again, you've fallen short in love. Do you protect, trust, always hope, always persevere in serving God and his kingdom? If not, you have fallen short in love. Of course, it is because we all fall short in love that we say the confession every week in church, not to beat ourselves up, but in recognition that God has much work to do in liberation, in liberating you and me to be the people he purposed us to be, people of love. You are made, you are here for a purpose, to love. You are made by God, who is love, who embodies love in the event we celebrate tonight, his coming as Christ Jesus. You are called to love, to join God's fight against sin, death, and the devil, to fulfill your purpose, to be a person of love. We recognize meanness when we see it, we recognize it in ourselves, and we recoil. We recognize love when we see it, as in this year of dedication by so many people, and we celebrate. We recognize and celebrate surely because it is what we are made to be. We recognize and celebrate love because we recognize God. Our Prime Minister recognized that the NHS is powered by love. Our call, our God-given purpose, is to bring a whole society powered by love, to bring God's kingdom of love. So, whatever's going on this coming week, whatever the sadness is, whatever the tragedies, whatever the restrictions, this coming week, you can discover again a fresh love. And as with hope, peace, and joy, that is to discover afresh the Christ, Jesus, Yeshua. It is as you know him that you can be subsumed in his love, be empowered by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Even in the saddest, most constrained of Christmas celebrations, you can yet discover what is most vital, coming to a fresh knowing of Christ Jesus, that you may love as he loves you. Amen.